I'm Nathan Cones, here with your look at the midday news for Friday, April 10th, 2026. A Carroll Middle School student has advanced to the semifinals in the national contest to be named America's Favorite Student, and he's continuing to need support from his friends, neighbors, and classmates if he wants to hang on to that title. Isaac McFarland recently moved on from the quarterfinal round of the competition, which is organized by DT Care. That's a nonprofit that provides resources to communities in crisis around the world. Students advance in the contest through public voting once they're nominated. McFarland is described as a dedicated and enthusiastic learner and has participated in academic activities, including Iowa's National History Day competition, as well as middle school mock trial, just to name a few. The America's Favorite Student Contest, now in that semifinal round, is open for the next week. So the America Favorite Student prize winner is going to get $20,000. We'll have a featured segment in Reader's Digest, and they'll also travel to Pasadena, California to tour the Planetary Society alongside Bill Nye, the science guy. It's pretty neat how that process works. You can vote once per day for McFarland, and a link to do that is included with this story on our website. You can throw in additional votes with donations to the Planetary Society, but the first vote every day is free. So go ahead and support our local Tiger there. And again, check out the link at carrollbroadcasting.com. A Northwest Iowa farmer has been ordered to serve over a decade in federal prison for defrauding taxpayers out of more than $1.7 million. According to records from the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Iowa, 33-year-old James Suntjens of Danbury pled guilty to theft of government funds, aggravated identity theft, crop insurance fraud, and stalking last September, and he was sentenced on Thursday. Prosecutors said Suntjens illegally collected at least $1.5 million through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program by filing false applications claiming ownership of thousands of swine alongside forging signatures. Authorities say he also defrauded a South Dakota bank of more than $400,000 by forging signatures on two-party checks tied to farm sales. Investigators say some of the money funded personal expenses, including a trip to Florida, as well as payments to family members. Suntjens also admitted underreporting crop yields to collect about $175,000 in fraudulent crop insurance payments. Federal authorities allege he also stalked one of the witnesses in the growing case against him, including planting a tracking device on a minor. He's ordered to pay more than $1.7 million in restitution and will serve 5 years of supervised release after completing his prison sentence. He's being held in the U.S. Marshal's custody until he can be transferred to a federal penitentiary to begin his 13-year sentence. Again, following his release, he'll then have 5 years of a supervisory term before completing his sentencing. Recent rainfall has improved drought conditions across much of Iowa, though parts of the northwestern areas of the state do remain under a drought watch, according to the latest water summary update from the Iowa DNR. Statewide, precipitation in March totaled 1.97 inches, about 0.02 of an inch below normal, ranking it as the 88th driest March in nearly 150 years of records. Despite the near-normal precip totals, some areas in southern, eastern, and western Iowa did record deficits exceeding an inch, but that wasn't what was seen for most of the state. Temperatures were notably warmer, averaging 42.6 degrees statewide, about 6 degrees above the average. The town of Little Sioux, Iowa did set a new statewide March record high when temperatures reached 97 degrees on March 21st. Officials note drought conditions have improved in southeastern Iowa, allowing the drought watch there to be lifted. However, northwest Iowa does continue to see some worsening conditions. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center expects April to bring above normal precip and warmer than average temperatures statewide, though those drought conditions in far northwest Iowa may persist into the early summer. And if things don't plan out very well, we could see those drought areas start creeping into our listening area. And Iowa added about 6,400 jobs in January as the state's labor force participation rate rose to 67.9%, according to updated data from Iowa Workforce Development. That rate, which measures the share of working-age residents who are employed or seeking work, was revised upward from 67.7% in December. Again, those are annual updates to labor statistics. Iowa's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate did hold steady at 3.4% in January, while the national unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. The number of unemployed Iowans declined to 59,100 from 59,900 in December. Meanwhile, total employment reached to 1.685 million, That's about 800 higher than the previous month and 17,000 higher than a year ago. There was also some growth in the professional and business services, as well as construction and manufacturing. Those sectors doing well. Declines were seen elsewhere, however. A total non-farm employment was up to about 1.584 million jobs. Statewide, though, employment's down about 15,000 compared to January of last year. Again, the federal government going through labor force statistic updates. So we should see February's numbers here within the next few weeks. And we do need to be stepping away here for just a moment. Don't go anywhere. More news after this on KCIM.
Does your concrete need Botox? Is it sunken, uneven, or sagging? Then Raise Tech and Carroll can help. They do polyurethane concrete lifting and leveling with smaller and nearly invisible holes. That's easy, clean, and it's half the price of replacing your concrete. Call Raise Tech at 712-830-2786 or visit their website, raisetech.com, for a free no-obligation estimate. Raise Tech and Carroll, it's like Botox for your concrete.
Join us for our annual free shred event on Friday, April 17th from 11 to 1 at 1187 East Anthony Street. Bring up to 5 boxes or bags per person and have your documents safely shredded on site. This year, we're collecting non-perishable food items and donations to support New Opportunities Food Pantry. It's fast, secure, and for a great cause. When security counts, you can count on Secure Shred Solutions, family-owned and operated. Don't miss it, Friday, April 17th, 11 to 1.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The Iowa legislature has passed a bill to ensure court officials and members of the Iowa House and Senate may carry a concealed gun to defend themselves anywhere in the state. It would also make it a felony to threaten judges and top officials in the Iowa Attorney General's office, as well as state lawmakers and their immediate families. The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. Only 4 legislators voted against the policies. Representative Judd Lawler, a Republican from Oxford, led House debate on the bill.
Threats and violence to legislators harm Iowa for the same reason that threats to the judiciary do. They cause legislators to stop serving or to avoid taking on difficult issues. And they deter some potentially great candidates from running for office in the first place.
Lawler, who is an attorney, says threats to public officials around the country are escalating.
Last summer in Minnesota, Melissa Hortman, a leader in the Minnesota House, and her husband Mark were shot and killed in their home. And Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also wounded. And just a couple of months ago, more than 10 Indiana state legislators were targeted by bomb threats and swatting, hoping to draw a heavily armed response to an innocent person's home to place that person in a life or death confrontation with law enforcement when they answer the door.
The bill would also make it a crime to dox court officials, Iowa legislators, or their immediate family members by publicly sharing a phone number or location in order to harass or threaten them. The Iowa Natural Resources Commission gave final approval Thursday to an increase in fees for hunting and fishing licenses. DNR Fisheries Chief Joe Larsheed says the change is a modest increase.
No fee has been raised more than 5%, which is a maximum allowed by law.
The hunting and fishing license fees have not been raised since 2019. The cost of an annual fishing and hunting license will be going up $1 each. Larsheed says the public comment period began March 4th.
Public hearing was held on March 24th, 2026. No one attended the public meeting in person, but 126 comments were received by phone and email mostly. 71% were supportive of the increase and 29% were opposed.
The move has actually been pushed by hunting and fishing groups for several years as the fees end up going to the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund, which is then used by the DNR to fund its natural resource protection, management, research, and enhancement activities. The increased fees will take effect on June 17th. An organization that represents Iowa's fuel industry is sponsoring an event going on right now, actually, where customers can get $1 off of per gallon of gas at a Mason City convenience store. It's an effort to draw attention to a proposal from state legislators to raise taxes on gasoline and diesel. The Iowa Senate did pass a bill on Wednesday that would reduce property taxes while raising the state's fuel tax to offset that revenue cut. Fuel Iowa spokesman John Maines says that's not a fair trade.
We should probably be looking first towards spending and finding cuts within the budget to help with the property tax reform. And if there's a need to backfill in with local governments, look for spending first. But it appears that we skipped over that process and jumped right to a tax increase on motor fuel for Iowans.
Maine says a fuel tax increase won't just impact the drivers of passenger vehicles.
This tax increase isn't specific to just gasoline. That's one of the things that's been messaged, but it's actually a motor fuel tax. It raises taxes on both gasoline and diesel fuel, so it extends beyond gas users. It also increases taxes on our farmers, and obviously we've heard the concerns that they have on rising input costs, and this is only going to further extend those challenges that they're facing.
The gas discount event will be held at Casey's on 12th Street in Mason City. That began at 11 a.m. and goes until 1 o'clock today. The offer is for passenger vehicles only, not for boats, tanks, or portable containers. Diesel fuel isn't included in that particular promotion. Well, that is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news for this Friday, April 10th, 2026, on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.